Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The African luxury market is evolving rapidly with shifting consumer preferences, redefining how luxury is experienced and consumed. So from quiet luxury and authenticity to the rise of homegrown brands, 2025 promises to be a transformative year for luxury on the continent. And someone who's an expert in this is Michael Zahariv, who is co-founder of Luxity. And I want to discuss the key trends that are shaping not only South Africa's luxury market, but also the continent and what they mean for consumers and brands alike. So, Michael, it is always good talking to you. You've got your finger on the pulse here. What are the most significant factors driving the evolution of the luxury market, maybe towards the end of this year and looking forward to 2025?
Thank you, Jeremy, for that introduction, and great to be with you this evening. Yes, so when we look at the South African market and really what's driving the market on the continent, we're really seeing this idea of the rise of the sophistication of the African consumer. Consumers are really starting to become a lot more discerning as their income grows, the economy grows, and they're not just buying things based on just the brand, but they're starting to really value it for its timeless quality over just these transient trends. So tying into this is this idea that we've seen internationally, which is starting to really coming to South Africa and Africa as a whole, is this idea of quiet luxury, the shift away from the bold logos, this conspicuous consumption, and something more towards this minimalist, you know, something now prioritizing craftsmanship, versatility, something that speaks to the customer. And that's really evident when we've looked at, you know, the brands that are performing this year. We're talking about brands like Hermes and Chanel, Prada, which have all remained true to their core values, and they've really been standouts in the market. And really, this all culminates when we look locally into the biggest driver, which I see going forward, and which is evident in our report, is exclusivity. The brands that are really outperforming the others are those which have an absence in the continent, in South Africa, brands that become very, very exclusive and desirable. So Hermes, Chanel, Van Cleef and Arpels, they have really held their own against the ones that are more readily available on the continent.
Michael, something that's also interesting, and I must be very honest with you, I don't experience it because maybe I don't own enough luxury goods, but something called luxury fatigue. So am I correct in saying this is all about just exhaustion with overconsumption?
100%. So, you know, some of your listeners might know we've come out of a period of tremendous growth, actually starting towards the end of COVID all the way through till now, where, you know, the market of luxury has really grown, lots of new entrants in terms of customers, a lot of people interested in luxury that weren't interested before. But of course, what comes with that is this idea that people were just buying to buy, you know, everyone wanted to be part of the trend. There's this idea of overconsumption. And that's really started to play into people's minds, especially the fashionistas, you know, the people that are core to the market. And there's this idea internationally of luxury fatigue, where it's actually almost made people a little bit, you know, they no longer desire luxury if they used to. Locally, we're seeing it more as brand fatigue. You know, people are more fatigued by certain brands and not the market as a whole. And that's really what's leading to other trends, like there's a, you know, differentiation over uniformity. You know, people are looking, you know, how can I still get luxury, but how can I make it different? How can I make it more unique to what I desire, something that speaks to my identity? Other things are, you know, people have really become conscious, and even locally, we're starting to see this trend about sustainability. You know, do I need to consume so much? You know, is what I'm consuming, you know, thoughtful? Is it, you know, ethical, etc.? Things like this. So that's really something that's also surrounding this idea of luxury fatigue or brand fatigue. And I think it also comes down to this emphasis on a connection. You know, you want to make sure that what you're doing speaks to you, speaks to who you are. You know, the brand you're buying is aligned to you. And this is really this idea of, you know, much stronger alignment, much stronger thoughtfulness around how we're consuming. And if we are going to consume luxury, making sure we're doing it in the correct ways. So coming out of this era of overconsumption into a much more thought out era of consuming what I need to and consuming it in a way that speaks to my values and my identity.
Do you think there's going to be an intensification in the marketplace of what is obviously a fight between global luxury brands and locally made or African luxury brands?
Well, I think that perhaps it's not an intensification of a fight per se, but there is definitely the opportunity for local luxury brands to rise and start to hold their own. You know, all of these factors that we've discussed now really speak to a consumer that desires something that isn't just purely a brand, you know, isn't just purely for status or for consumption, something that speaks to them. And I think, you know, the fact that the market in South Africa is growing at double the international rate when we look at the trading density reports shows that there's definitely a demand. And when we look at it in terms of these factors we've just discussed, you know, people want something that's culturally relevant to them. They want something that's sustainable. They want something, you know, that speaks to their values. And in fact, when we looked at the report, this year was one of the first years we included Browns in the resale report. And we are quite surprised to see Browns, which is a South African brand, holding its own against the industry leader Cartier. So it really, you know, a lot of South Africans might be surprised to hear that a local luxury brand can really hold its own against, you know, the top international standard of a luxury brand. But there is that desire of, you know, South Africans willing to support local luxury brands if they are able to do it at the same level and quality as the international guys. So for certain, I think that perhaps they won't compete as much, but there will be definitely new local entrants coming out, and there will definitely be the support from the market for local luxury brands because people are really desiring something that speaks to them, and nothing speaks to them more than local.
And Michael, given the trends that you've pointed out, so quiet luxury, authenticity, sustainability, do you think luxury brands in 2025 are going to have a change in the way in which they reach out to consumers? Will the marketing strategy change?
I think for certain. I mean, we're looking at the Bain report showing that last year, 2 out of 3 luxury companies were growing their revenue. They're only expecting 1 out of 3 luxury companies in the year ahead to be able to grow their revenue. So there's certainly pressure on the companies. You know, companies like Kering, LVMH, they're really underperforming based on their estimates. So they need to try something different. You know, what they've been doing up till now wasn't, you know, connecting or is not connecting any longer. So for certain, we're definitely going to see many, many changes in strategy. And I think locally, we're also seeing a lot more brand entrance, both international and likely local, because there's been a lot of investment. V&A Waterfront's opening a new luxury wing. Sandton City's investing very heavily in bringing new brand entrants. So there's definitely investment, a lot of moving parts, and there's some pressure on from the market to, you know, innovate and come up with new strategies.
And that's where I am going to leave it. Thank you very much indeed. Always a fascinating conversation. That's Michael Zahariv, who is co-founder of Luxity.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.